You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho, good neighbor.
Well, you know, not always do we hear of celebrities doing good. Not often. But today, I thought we'd kick off the show by explaining what's going on in the celebrity world of doing good.
Oh.
Celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Matthew McConaughey, Jamie Foxx, and Ellen DeGeneres have all accepted an invitation into the All In Challenge, where rich people are auctioning off experiences to raise money for feeding the elderly children and frontline workers during the coronavirus. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon had a poker tournament. They raised $1.75 million for coronavirus relief. They had poker pro Ebony Kinney there, and he won the tournament. $1.75 million? The stakes are high. I cannot afford a seat at that table, let me tell you. OMG.
I can't afford to be in the building.
Right.
You know, be in the room, much less be at the table.
So Leo and Robert De Niro and Martin, they've got an upcoming movie, if they ever get back into production. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon, and they're auctioning off a walk-on role.
Cool.
Yeah. Not only does the person get a cameo, but they'll also get to go to the premiere whenever the premiere is. But now we're thinking movie houses aren't going to open until next year. So whatever.
See, I would love to do that.
I mean, you're paying it forward.
I still couldn't
afford
to
do
it.
That would be fun. Yeah. So allinchallenge.com is where this all is. All the stars are doing this. Check it out.
Are the Kardashians doing it?
I don't see anything from the Kardashians. No, I think we're safe there so far. It's a Kardashian-free zone. It's allinchallenge.com. Check it out today. And if you feel so inclined or you got a couple extra bucks and you want to, you know,
whatever. I think they should challenge the Kardashians to do something good with their money.
We challenged the Kardashians, did we not? We did that a couple
of
weeks ago. We heard nothing from them.
No,
not
because, you know,
damn thing.
Lord knows they follow us.
Of course they do. You don't think after doing this for 8 years that somebody over there doesn't monitor us every time they see the tag on our podcast go by Kardashian? Hmm. I guarantee you they do. We probably come up in their Google alerts. Feel special. That's the beauty of the internet. Anybody can be a Kardashian. All right.
All righty then.
Time for the Who Cares News. Allinchallenge.com. Check it out.
All right, well, we're watching this story for you, but Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, as you know, reportedly still self-quarantined.
Still?
Probably
wow.
One of the more head-scratching quarantines we've heard
about so far. I don't know about this.
To recap, Bruce and Demi have been split for a couple of decades.
Yeah, at least a couple.
But they remain the best of friends.
Uh-huh.
They co-parent their three grown daughters. And for a while, Ashton Kutcher was in that mix, too.
So he would have been like another kid to Bruce, I'm pretty sure. Right?
A kid sleeping with his ex-wife.
Oh, you're my ex-wife's new husband. Hey, you're just one of the guys. Come on over here with the girls. Me and the girls, we're going to go play softball.
But
come on, Ashton.
Along. So now, while Demi's single, Bruce is not.
No, Bruce is definitely not single. Well, not yet.
Now,
he's hanging out for weeks with his ex-wife. I don't know how long this is going to happen.
Now, People reports today that Bruce and his wife, Emma, are just fine.
Oh,
they
sure they do.
Have no issues.
Sure they don't.
It's just that Emma needed to stay in Los Angeles during this time to do what? Who knows?
Yeah, what's she got to do? She could watch TV or Zoom or whatever she does for a living from the internet at Demi's house.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, she'd also have to be witness to the fact that her ex-husband and her and his ex-wife are having a life together, too, which probably is, it's okay for a Sunday dinner, but I don't know that I'd want to do it all the time. I mean, really, think about it.
And they have two young daughters.
Yes, they do.
And
school-aged.
Which are with Mama.
Okay, they're with Emma. Okay.
Now, so Emma and Demi are close as well.
Well, that would make sense, I suppose, in this new normal of a co-parenting family. The family unit. Do you think they're a truple?
I wouldn't call
them
a new
normal.
Do you
think they're a truple? Ooh.
No.
We probably shouldn't put that out there. We probably shouldn't put that out there.
No.
They might be in trouble.
No.
Have you seen the psoriasis ad where the guy is in a swimming pool and he gets out of the pool? He's a middle-aged guy, and two women sitting next to the pool, also middle-aged, they separate to let him sit in between them.
They pat the cement.
And they pat the Come here, buddy. Come on over here. I think it's a trouble. It's a trouble.
You're stuck on that commercial.
I know, right?
Maybe you're jealous.
I can't. Well, maybe.
Meanwhile, I'm not. Bruce and his former family, they're holed up in a quarantine, apparently making the best of it, we believe. And Demi's crib is in Idaho.
Yeah, okay. So she's in Idaho. Uh-huh. The girls are in Idaho. Bruce is in Idaho. And I think the girls' significant others are there. Obviously, Demi's got a big enough crib for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, Bruce, you do realize you could go home and quarantine yourself.
But he might bring something now.
All he would have to do is quarantine himself in his home for 14 days.
Can you imagine if we would have been this cautious about STDs back in the day? Can't come home. Yeah. Been fooling around, honey. I got an STD. Got to get some penicillin. I'll be home when I'm better. Or I might not. I might not ever be better. I don't know where that came from. That's just what popped into my
damn head. The raging herpes. All right, now Jeff Bezos, he lost $36 billion in his divorce settlement last year.
I do not feel sorry for him. Can't.
Now, he's already made most of it back.
I'm sure he has. Yeah.
$24.9 billion in 2020 alone.
Yeah, and it's only April. Jeff Bezos could buy Disney right now, I think.
I don't even want to talk about that.
That's scary.
All right. So Jeff's 2020 has not been as rough as it's been for the rest of us.
Sure,
professionally.
Sure. No.
Amazon stock price is through the roof.
Of course it is.
Because people are just sitting at home ordering more crap and streaming Prime Video and music. Downloading books to their Kindles. And don't feel bad for Jeff's ass.
Oh, really?
No.
No, she's got $36 billion.
Well, she's made $8.2 billion of her own so far in 2020, thanks to her 4% stake in Amazon. Still the richest person in the world.
Well, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And she's the 18th richest person.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Just because she married the right dude. I can't think of a...
Man.
I mean, there's always that story, and I know they were married for a long time, you know, before
he
ever...
She was part of the start of Amazon.
Yeah, she was part of Amazon. Yes. I mean, it was... I don't know why she's only getting 4%, but anyway. You know who I think is probably still doing okay, but I don't know. I haven't seen her. Is Halle Berry.
You
we
don't
talked
even
about
try
her
hard
the radio
anymore to make,
know,
it hot, make it fun. Just leave her alone.
I need to brush my teeth and change my pajamas. Oh, my God. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities.
Brush your teeth and then talk about, and change your jammies and then talk about
Halle
Berry.
That's my whole problem.
That'll help you step up your game.
I'm out of sorts. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.